Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, December 19th, 2024. We'll start with a story titled Success, Christmas to be a little brighter for 219 Vermilion County students. Project Success Christmas Wish List event helps families. This is written by Amy Graham McCarty, and there's a picture of Kendra O'Connell, Community School Coordinator with Project Success, helps wrap gifts received for this year's Christmas wish list. With the help of the community, 219 Vermilion County Schools children will receive Christmas gifts this year. Christmas will be a little brighter for 219 Vermilion County students this year. Project Success of Vermilion County, Inc. wrapped up its 25th Christmas Wish List event on Wednesday, December 18th. In total, the organization was able to provide presents and warm clothing to 219 students from Vermilion County Schools. The number of gift recipients helped this year is a significant increase from the event's first year when 12 students received gifts. Program Director Abby Bowen said being able to help families is truly heartwarming. It's just something like, it's like one of those things that it's bigger than yourself, you know? A lot of these families tell us every year that they wouldn't have Christmas without us, she said. It makes all the late nights and all the wrapping and pulling tags off of things, it makes it so worthwhile because we know that the kids are going to be so happy. Bowen said that many of the students who participate in Project Success have school programs, after school programs, are bullied because they don't have the newest and best clothing. A lot of the kids that are in our programs are kids that are bullied or picked on at school, and a lot of the reason they do it is because they don't have nice clothes and the cool clothes or things like that, she said. The program gives a lot of these kids the chance to just fit in. They get nice new clothes and new shoes, and when they come back from Christmas break, they'll show excited and are proud of what they got. She said that the joy can be seen on the students' faces when they head back to the classroom in January. The smiles on their faces, it's just really incredible, she said. Students are selected by their Project Success site coordinator to receive gifts through the event. Coordinators also seek input from school teachers, administrators, and social workers when selecting students. In addition, any other children and family will receive gifts, Bowen said. What I think is really cool about Project is we focus on warm clothing and shoes as a main priority, she said. Of course, we want all the kids to get something that they really want for Christmas, too, so toys and gifts, but we shoot for warm shoes, warm clothing, and every child that the parents indicate needs a coat gets a winter coat. We also do a stocking for all of the kids, and we try to fill those with hygiene items, toothbrush, toothpaste, and those kinds of things. Once all of the gifts are wrapped, they are placed in a large 40-gallon bag for parents to pick up and take home to place under the Christmas tree. We go through the list at the end with a fine-tooth comb, and we try to make sure that the sibling groups are about even on the number of gifts they receive. That way, one child may not get three outfits and another child just one. We try to make that even as possible, she said. The Christmas wish list event takes nearly 4 months to organize. Bowen said the organization began talking about the event in September. Lists are sent out and gifts are donated, begin to arrive at the end of the November. When donations come in, there's a group of us that check everything in, she said. We have a log every item every child gets. We also confirm that all sizes are correct. Once that part of the project is done, then the items get boxed and labeled for wrapping. Wrapping is a group effort, she said. We're really lucky because all of our staff really pour their heart into this program. In between their regular work, their wrapping gifts, their sorting gifts, we even had some staff members that volunteered their weekend this year to come in out and wrap. The best part, Bowen said, is gift pack gift pickup day. It's probably my favorite part of the project, just hearing their reactions, seeing the gifts, realizing that they're taking home a 40-gallon bag of gifts for each child, she said. We've had a lot of parents that will cry when they pick up, and parents that are just so ecstatic, so happy. Sometimes we get hugs. It's the best part of the project, in my opinion, getting to see the end of it for us. It's like we're handing it off to the parents now. To deliver that many gifts takes more than just the Project Success staff. It takes a community of caring donors. We cannot do this without our community, and it's amazing to see how our community pulls together every year, said Kimberly David, Project Success CEO. You know, there's a point where we're like, oh, no, all the kids are not, all the kids haven't gotten selected, but somehow it just always works out. We have people calling to select extra kids. We have some businesses that have been with us so many years helping, and without their support, we would never be able to do this. David said seeing the community coming together to help children warms her heart. My favorite part is probably seeing the community come in and donate and how excited they are, she said. The community helped Project Success go above and beyond this year. The organization set a goal to help 175 students, but due to overwhelming community support, in the end, 219 children will have gifts under the Christmas tree. We want to be able to spread this kind and love, this kind of love to more of the families that we serve, Bowen said, speaking of the organization looking ahead to the Christmas of 2025. The project is worth every bit of it. Next story is titled, City of Danville Agrees to $1.385 million settlement with consulting firm. Approved gas tax to help cover the $1.385 million owed. And this is written by Amy Graham McCarty. The city of Danville risked being sued by a consulting firm it hired to help and to help find lost revenue before Tuesday's council meeting. In 2019, Azavar Audit Solutions, a third-party consulting firm, was hired to locate where the city was missing out on revenue over the last several years. In the end, Azavar determined that the city was charging only a portion of the motor fuel tax it was entitled to charge, an annual 2% increase only on just one of two parts of the tax. The city has been in negotiations with Azavar about its fee, 45% of what the city recovered in taxes and fees over the last 16 years from the motor fuel tax. Now the firm is asking for $1.385 million they say they are owed to be paid, or a settlement agreement made by the end of the year, or they will sue. Vice Major Trisha Teague said it was concerning the council. It's just hearing about this, claiming the negotiations have been going on for over a year. Alderman John Cooper asked why it took so long to discover the error. They are combing through multiple sources, hotel motel tax, the liquor tax, all of those taxes, and this is what the last one they reviewed, Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. said. It doesn't make sense. I think it was a skewy deal, and I still do, Cooper replied. I'm totally against all of this. Now we're into a settlement, and we got to approve it in 2 weeks, or they're going to take us to court. I hope a proposal like this doesn't come up again, especially with me on the council, because I'll never support. This is beyond belief. The council learned that if the matter went to court, Azavar's claim would be for four times the amount. The settlement was approved by a vote of 8-4. The city will pay Azavar in 6 installments over the course of 5 years. The first $25,000 to be paid within 10 days of final approval of the agreement. In 2025, the city will pay Azavar $135,000, $250,000 in 2026, $350,000 in 2027, $450,000 in 2028, and $175,000 in 2029. Gas tax. To help pay for the settlement with Azavar, the city voted 7-6 to increase the gas tax, with Mayor Williams providing the tie-breaking vote. Yes vote. residents will see a 14 cent per gallon increase for gasoline and a 16 cent per gallon increase for diesel fuel beginning on January 1st of 2025. The tax will then increase by 2 cents per gallon each year after. The council agreed to review the rate annually during the budgetary process. In 2025, the city will pay as of our $135,000 from the gas tax. It will be March 2026 before the city profits from the increase in the tax rate. Zoning petition. An area of land on Brewer Road will not be rezoned to allow for a solar array. BRB Energy Solutions requested a rezoning of 13.87 acres along Brewer and Jones Road from rural residential RR to light industrial L1 to allow for a large ground-mounted solar array. Seven community members shared their thoughts on the project with the council. I found out recently, besides this, that where they want to rezone down the road, there's another 70 acres that is already in the works for a solar farm. That means the whole road on the north side, minus a house and a little bit of farm ground, would be solar, said Danville resident Martha Jones, who lives on Jones Road. That seems like an awful lot of solar to me for that area, so I still oppose putting solar in this particular spot. Jones questioned this council on whether they had driven the proposed area or knew what it looked like. I agree maybe with 70 acres down the road, but this behind the houses on Brewer Road is just too close to residential, she said. Larry Hill, an employee of BTB, spoke in favor of the rezoning. I'm currently employed by BTB. It's provided me with a great opportunity to support my family and help me to do some extra things, he said. I actually have a rental house in Danville I'm trying to fix up that will help me to be able to provide funds to fix that. The solar farm is a great opportunity and it's doing lots of good things for my family and everyone else around us. A representative of BTB told the council that the proposal had been modified to abide by the wishes of some nearby homeowners getting some distance between the solar array and the homes. Just to remind everybody, the parcel is kind of split in half. Half of it is already zoned L1. I'm wanting the other side L1 so I can square it off. It abides by the rest of the zoning in that area. As you heard, there's actually another solar array being built in that area. Everything around is at L1 until you get further toward those houses, he said. I have an interest in investing in the community. We have multiple projects in the city of Danville in the greater Danville area. I want to do my part. Again, my goal is to improve, hire people locally, provide jobs, and give those opportunities in some of those that don't actually have the opportunities, including education, a free 4-year apprenticeship program, all with just a high school diploma or GED as a requirement. There are not a lot of opportunities to make $75 an hour, especially around here. This project allows that for that opportunity. The Danville Area Planning Zoning Commission conducted a public hearing December 5th and recommended approval of the zone petition with a vote of 5-1 with the two commissioners absent. After much discussion, the council voted 7-5 against the rezoning. 2025 budget. Before the council voted 7-5 to approve a $70 million 2025 budget for the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2025, Mayor Williams said, "I'm going to ask you to support the budget. It's something we've worked hard on. This is a sound budget. It's been worked through very thoroughly. What I really appreciate about the budget is we're going to be doing a lot of good things for our people in their neighborhoods, which I think they've waited for a long time, particularly at some of our parks." The council also approved a $6.91 million tax levy. Next story is titled, Starwalt appointed new associate judge for Vermilion County. A Danville attorney has been appointed as an associate judge for the Fifth Judicial Circuit Court. Chief Judge Thomas O'Shaughnessy announced the appointment of Danville attorney Lindsay J. Starwalt as an associate judge for the Fifth Judicial Circuit, filling the vacancy which resulted from the election of Honorary Mark S. Goodwin as a resident circuit judge during the November general election. Starwalt was elected by vote of the circuit's 12 circuit judges from 8 applicants. Judge O'Shaughnessy described this selection process as an extremely competitive amongst a highly qualified field. I'm extremely honored and humbled the appointment to serve as the next associate judge in the Fifth Judicial Court, Starwalt said. Being a judge means serving the public and profession, and I will do my best to strive for excellence in performing that service. Starwalt, age 44, is a native of Mahomet. She earned her associate degree criminal justice from Parkland College, her Bachelor of Arts degree criminal justice cum laude from Western Illinois University, and her juris doctor from the Southern Illinois University Carbondale in 2008. She was admitted to the practice in law of Illinois and was an assistant state's attorney for Vermillion County for 4 years. Once she began working as a guardian and litem for children in child protection, abuse, and neglect cases, and during 2022 became an associate attorney in the Danville firm of Hussman Rogers Law, LLC. Starwalt and her husband reside in Georgetown with their 3 children. The Fifth Judicial Circuit encompasses 5 counties, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, Edgar, and Vermillion. Starwalt will primarily be assigned to Danville and is expected to take office on February 1st of 2025. 4 associate judges are assigned to Vermillion County, and they are primarily handled high-volume court calls, routinely presiding order civil small claims, eviction traffic, misdemeanors, divorce, and order of protection cases, and are occasionally appointed to hear law division cases. During 2021, because of an increase in the felony division caseload and a backlog resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic, 2 judges were assigned to handle the felony division, one of whom is an associate judge. Remarking upon the appointment, Judge O'Shaughnessy said the diverse nature of associate divisions requires the judges to be knowledgeable, resourceful, and versatile. Ms. Starwalt's practice of law has demonstrated the legal knowledge, abilities, experiences, and a willingness to learn to signal a successful judicial career. While her private practice generally focused on civil matters, particularly family law cases, she also has a history of working on criminal law cases. She consistently adheres to high ethical standards and has a reputation for honesty, diligence, collegiality, and fairness. She is thorough, prepared, hardworking, reasonable, and pragmatic. Her practice of law has evidenced a devotion to upholding the historic obligations to our professions and responsibilities to the public, and she has earned this opportunity to serve as an associate judge. We congratulate her and welcome her to the bench. Okay, there's just one obituary today. Tom Emmerich, 76, of Georgetown, Illinois, formerly of Paris, Illinois, passed away December 16th at his home with his wife. A visitation will be held at Sunset's Houghton Leisure Funeral Home in Georgetown, Illinois at 200 East West Street from 10 to 12 p.m. on Friday, December 20th. Following visitation will be a graveside service at Crown Hill Cemetery in Ridge Farm, Illinois, where Tom will be laid to rest after military rites done by Paris American Legion Post 211. Next story is titled DACC Library's Holiday Card Project Doubles Impact. The Danville Area Community College Library partnered for the second year with the Angel Card Project, an internet-based charity sending cards to the those in need across the United States and Canada. Led by part-time reference librarian Jen Setta, the initiative engaged DACC students, faculty, and organizations in writing heartfelt holiday messages. With overwhelming campus support, including card donations, classroom participation, and student organizations like Phi Theta Kappa and the Jaguar All-Stars, the library sent 600 cards, more than doubling last year's 230. The Holiday Card Project is a passion project for me, and I am so excited to have the support of my colleagues in the DACC Library and around campus. It's definitely a team effort and would not be possible without all of them, Setta said. The project not only brought holiday cheer, but also taught students practical skills like writing cards and addressing envelopes. Setta credited the success to collaborative efforts of the DACC Library team and campus-wide participation. To learn more or donate holiday cards, contact Setta at j.setta@dacc.edu. Visit the Angel Card Project at theangelcardproject.com. Next story is titled Downtown, the Heart of the City. The downtown area of the heartbeat of the city, according to Kim Kuchenbrod, Executive Director of Downtown Danville, Inc., known as DDI. With that in mind, Kuchenbrod told members of the Danville Lions Club recently that she and DDI members are working on improvements to attract people to downtown. DDI is funded in a special property tax revitalize and help the downtown grow. It covers an area from the Vermilion County Courthouse to the Danville Public Library and over to Walnut Street, working with a budget of less than $90,000 a year. We are strong stewards of the taxpayers' money, she said. DDI has a grant program that helps businesses and property owners enhance the interior or exterior of their property. The money doesn't fund an entire project, but it helps with works such as roof repairs and remodeling. DDI also serves as one voice to address businesses' concerns with the city government and also working on a comprehensive plan to attract people to downtown. Kuchenbrod said issues are being addressed, such as parking problems, uneven sidewalks, and uninviting alleys. DDI also wants the community's input on what they would like to see in downtown. Some out-of-town visitors are planning their vacations around special events such as Potterfest, she said. DDI no longer has a physical office, but people can learn more through its website at the www.downtowndanville.org. And there's a picture of Kim Kuchenbrod on the right, spoke to the Danville Lions Club recently about how Downtown Danville, Inc. is working to improve the downtown area. Kuchenbrod is Executive Director of DDI. At the left is Lions Club President Brian Larson. Next story is titled Holiday Spending Hacks, How to Unwrap Savings Without Sacrificing Festive Cheers. The holiday season arrived with a glittering price tag this year. Americans are projected to spend a whopping $902 per person on holiday expenses, according to National Retail Federation. With more than half of holiday shopping still on the horizon after Thanksgiving, consumers have a prime opportunity to transform their financial strategy from stressed to savvy. Insights from Cardlix, a provider of card link offers, reveal that many consumers are leaving money on the table, or more precisely, in their banking apps. These cash back offers represent a strategic stocking stuffer to smart shoppers navigating the expensive holiday landscape. Smart saving strategies for the festive seasons. Beyond price tags, the cash back advantage. Don't fall into the trap of comparing prices alone. Take an extra moment to check for cashback or rewards specific to the different merchants. When purchasing a gift available from multiple retailers, one may offer card link rewards that could save you significantly more than a minor price difference. For instance, a $50 gift card costs the same as two stores, but one would offer $10% cash back, effectively reducing your purchase to $45, while $5 may not seem like a lot. Savvy shoppers know these savings can add up quickly. By consistently using card link offers, you can potentially save hundreds of dollars. Grocery shopping, a savings opportunity in disguise. Grocery bills often consume a substantial portion of holiday spending, but smart shoppers can turn this expense into an opportunity. Before embarking on the holiday meal preparation, take a moment to activate available rewards in your banking apps. The savings on your festive feast should be substantial. Subscription savings, the overlooked opportunity. Before paying for any subscriptions, whether it's music, video streaming, meal services, or VPN, investigate potential card offers, special deals, or cashback opportunities. When you find a card-linked deal from the provider, update your payment method and watch these small savings accumulate as you repeat the exercise across multiple subscription services. How to find use card-linked offers. Utilizing card-linked offers is incredibly simple and requires minimal effort. You don't need to download a separate app to access these offers. All you need to do is log into your banking or credit card mobile app and follow these three easy steps. Look for the offers or deals section in your existing banking or credit card app. Activate promotions from this merchant from a single click. Watch savings automatically apply when you use these disguised designated credit card. The magic line lies in dedicating just a few minutes to exploring these opportunities to maximize savings. By adopting a mindful approach to maximize to holiday spending, you can reduce expenses without diminishing the season's joy. After all, the true spirit of holidays isn't about how much you spend, but the thoughtfulness behind each gift. Just a couple quick news briefs. DACC board to meet today. The regular meeting of the DACC Board of Trustees will meet at 5:30 p.m. today, December 19th, in the boardroom at Vermilion Hall at 302 2000 East Main Street. Cookie walk planned. Batestown United Methodist Church will have a cookie walk December 21st from 9 to 11 at the church at 2224 Batestown Road. The event will feature pick and choose cookies for $5 a pound, as well as coffee or hot chocolate and a baked cookie for a donation. View the lights. The Vermilion County Conservation District invites the community to Kennecuck County Park to view Christmas lights at the Neff Grocery Store at Wood Home and Print Shop. Christmas light displays will be on display through December 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. And Airport Board new meeting date. The Vermilion Regional Airport Authority has moved the regular board meeting to today, December 19th at 4 p.m. in the FBO conference room. So looks like that'll be it for today, Thursday, December 19th, 2024. Looks like it's going to be a cold day today, a little rainy this weekend. Doesn't look like it's going to snow for Christmas, so it's not going to be a white Christmas, but looks like it's going to be a cold Christmas. Well, not as cold as it could be, though. So anyway, I hope you all have a good Christmas, and I will see you the day after. Merry Christmas. Thanks. Bye.